Mobile. TFW Mobile. I couldn't tell if somebody that doubled with you or it was just a whine or something in the background. I'm not sure.
There was somebody else to jump in.
When you're transmitting, so I'm not sure. I ain't no telling. How was your day?
Still ain't quite over yet. I'm headed to get a battery off of Highway 14 and then headed to the house.
Highway 14 then, where it gets bad.
Through, you know, at Gap Creek Road over to Greer High School.
Hey, that'd be it. Be all over with. Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds good, but I remembered I have to on Sunday. We have to help my cousin move.
Move, like lifting furniture and stuff?
Came here in September. She did, and her son, and they've been staying with my sister ever since, but they got him an apartment over in, I don't know, Simpsonville, I guess it is. So we just got to get her stuff out of storage and carry it over there.
Their weekend. God, I hate moving.
Not too much stuff down, just a few things, you know, a few beds and dressers and stuff. And I think the rest she's just going to get when she's down here. She sold a bunch of stuff before she left.
Then, no refrigerators or anything crazy then. Not bad at all.
No, there ain't none of that. And I think my brother's going to be over there to help, too. And so, shouldn't be too bad.
Did she pay y'all on alcohol or food? Or both?
No, I forgot to ask that. Probably should have asked first.
Opportunity to barter for something now.
I was just ready for them to go ahead and move.
Yeah, you know, once you kind of get settled in your own home, be hard to get somebody else settled in and change routines and all that.
Before, you know, she moved down here from up north and had always been, you know, in about the same 30-mile radius her whole life. And then you move down here and, you know, everything's different. I mean, first time she was riding around with me, I pulled up for gas and she's like, you got to pump your own gas?
I got a bunch of savages down here.
5 years old, they never pumped gas. And her son he's like 35, but he's high-functioning autistic, but I don't think he can read, so it ain't like you can swipe your debit card because every pump is different and asks you all different kinds of questions.
I doubt there's any more full-service gas stations around anymore. I've not seen one. I don't know that I've seen one in forever. And if I have, it's probably whenever I was real young.
From the, they're all full service because you're not allowed to pump your own.
Some people driving off with the nozzle still in their car.
You're probably right on that one.
It's like, I mean, you have to pay somebody to be there all day to pump fuel for people.
Got to do it. I guess they got to swipe your card on their little thing or something, right?
I don't know. That'd be kind of weird.
I remember when I was a kid, the full service stations, but that's about it.
I don't even know if I've truly seen a full service station or I've just seen the signs from where it used to be a thing around here where, you know, you pull to a gas station and say full service or self service. I'm curious whether I even really remember a full service gas station.
When I was a kid, it was like, I don't know, 20 cents. Daddy'd give us a quarter, and we'd lived in the country, and we'd walk down to this lady's house, and she had one pump out in front of her house, and you'd give her the quarter, she'd fill it up to your container and give you change back.
Going back on that one, I don't think I remember it being just under a dollar. That's probably about the time I started driving. It was right around, I think you could go to the store and get 5 gallons of fuel and get change back for your $5.
Probably 70 or early 70s anyway, and it was like, I don't know, 19 or 20 cents.
I think $3 is a bargain most of the time.
I know, right? KN4 TFW.
You see $3 a gallon, like, hot dang it, I get some of that. That's a good deal. Oh, man, how far we've come. KO4CF.
I started driving. I think it was about, I don't know, 50, 55 cents, something like that.
A station on the way to Myrtle Beach. And I guess they had went out of business, you know, what, maybe the 80s or something. But the sign stayed up forever. So you drive by, and it would still show that fuel, it was just a little over a dollar at the time. And it stayed up forever. I think they finally took it down within the last year or so, if I remember correctly. Because I don't remember seeing it last time we went. But I always comment on it every time we went to the beach. Like, man, wouldn't that be nice again?
How about that?
Chickens, you can trade that for fuel.
Showing me up there where the daughter lives in her trailer park. It's been raining a bunch, and the little creek rose, and it was like, I don't know, 2 feet up on the side of the underpinning.
Close to the creek, or it just rose that much?
It's about 150 feet behind her house, but there's a little bridge at the end of the subdivision, and sometimes some things, debris gets clogged up, and it, you know, goes around, but it goes down about, it stopped raining, and it went down pretty quick, but then it started raining again, so I guess it's coming back up. And so Susan sent her some money so she could go to a motel.
Here you're watching the water rise up to your door, not knowing what to do. I heard we're supposed to get some bad weather. I guess it's a Thursday evening and a Friday morning, so I guess this evening, right? I'm not sure. I don't know if we're getting bad weather or just other places, because I saw there were some tornado warnings or watches, you know, a little further west, maybe closer to the Mississippi.
Storm's coming in this evening, or late tonight, and be gone by about 6 or 7 in the morning, KN4PFW.
Into the Skywarn channel tonight and see how bad it is.
He's eased by then.
Hope it is, but we'll just have to see how late it is.
It's something on TV.
While the wife's watching TV, I'll sit beside her and watch YouTube or something. It was funny because she was watching The Sound of Music last night. I actually like musicals because I grew up. My mom listened to them all the time. I really enjoy watching them most of the time. So she's watching that, you know, gets to the part where they flee the country. And to me, that's really interesting because it all actually happened. And I was just sitting there watching. It was like 9, and it was getting closer to 9:30. I'm like, oh, God, I got to get to bed. And I think finally started getting to bed a little after 10. I'm like, well, there went my early night in. Because I think one day this week I've gotten in bed right around 9, if not a little before 9.
I wonder how good the show is. When it gets to be time, I'm going to pack it up.
The trouble is, if I want to try to go to bed early, depending on the night, if I didn't get much time or the wife had to run errands, I'll always get that, oh, you're going to bed now? It's so early. I got to get up and go to work. I'm not the one that can go back to bed after I get up in the morning. Because she'll get up in the mornings and fix my coffee and stuff, and then she'll go lay back down. I don't have that luxury.
Yeah, Susan laid back down this morning, but she's got to work in the morning, so.
Monday through Friday, or is she having to pull any weekends anymore?
Tuesday and Friday this week. Hey, I'm pulling into the place, so give me about 10 and I'll be back. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, I'm not too far from the house. If I'm not here, I'll holler at you in the morning. 73KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
73, have a good one. TFW Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Ken, did you have a good day? Was it a productive day? Was it memorable?
A productive day, nothing special to make it memorable, I don't think.
They can't all be memorable. Anyway, everything going your way? You got to suit you?
Had to pick up a battery over here. We usually pick them up over here off of 14 in Greer, so I get to leave a little bit early, and I just pick it up on my way home and then leave from there to go home. So I'll be home 30 minutes early today.
What you going to use that 30 minutes for? You know, bands 40 through 15 meters are like as open as you want them to be.
Get on in it. I haven't been on in a few days. I know whether they got some kind of contest going on or just the band conditions are good.
Just band conditions are good. You can get basically any country in Europe you want. And there's a few coming up from South America. I haven't seen South Africa. I've seen Japan and South Korea, but I haven't seen South Africa. That's the only one. Everywhere except I actually saw a couple of Chinese ones in there too, and they're kind of hard to come by. A couple of Chinese stations. I saw a couple of Russian stations, but nobody was touching them. They were leaving them alone. But it's almost worldwide.
I kind of got an idea. We're not talking apples and apples here. You're probably talking in some kind of digital mode.
Other than that, what mode are you using?
Gone.
Time. They created that about the same time the wheel was being manufactured for the very first time, right?
I believe you're right.
No, I think they did that a little bit before. Well, maybe it was after the wheel. Yeah, I can't remember which came first, the phone or the wheel.
I'm not going to dive into any digital until I get 100 DX.
Well, that's what makes it great. We're all individuals. That's good. Everybody's different. That's what makes it. That's what's leaving enough room on the digital side for at least some people to get in sideways anyway. Other than that, there's standing room only.
I like to try when there's, like if the Pody guys are on or if there's a big pile up for a contest, I like to see, practice my skills trying to get in there on 100 watts or trying to get two stations that are right next to each other, Work the dials to weed out one and talk to him and then work the other one. So that's what I've been mostly practicing with.
When you go to the digital, you're going to find out 100 watts is like 1,500 watts on the phone side. It's just way more than you need. I 20 watts is really, really high for me, and I will go up to 30 or 40 watts in a great while. But it's really hard on digital to keep the IMD, the second order, crank it up to 100 watts. You have to have a really good filtering system. Otherwise, you reverberate across the band, and that's really super ugly.
Heel level now.
Well, I am at Ingles, not that far from you, I guess, now. So I am going to go inside and get supper for tonight and maybe catch you on the way back if you've already picked up that battery or if you're still out and about that time.
All right, 7-3, I'm over here off of 101 over by, Peggy Steiner, number 2. But I'll catch you in a bit, KN4TFW.
W4DJW.